Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 128, verses 1 and 2. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labour. How joyful and prosperous you will be. If we were sitting in a discussion group right now, I'd love to ask you and everyone else what your definition of joy is. We will, I'm sure, all agree that we want it, but I suspect that we'd come up with lots of different words to define it. Many would offer the word happiness. Others might suggest contentment, peace, love, unity, freedom, wholeness, or many other words. I'm sure we'd all agree that joy is something deep. It has lasting qualities. Joy is, of course, closely related to happiness. Some translations of these verses use that word. However, it's often the case that we use the word happiness to describe our reaction to something that happens, and it could therefore be a fleeting experience. God's joy is not like that, because it depends upon a relationship. And so joy is as everlasting as God himself. As C.S. Lewis put it in Letters to Malcolm, joy is the serious business of heaven. The solid nature of joy is powerfully described by James at the beginning of his letter. He wrote, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." To someone unfamiliar with God, this verse might well sound like complete nonsense. How can your troubles ever bring joy? Surely they do the exact opposite. But when you understand that you're in a totally secure relationship with the creator of the universe, and that nothing can ultimately threaten you, everything looks different. Even the worst human disaster cannot break our relationship with God, and so we have every reason to be joyful. This is one of the psalms that was sung as the pilgrims made their way up to Jerusalem. What an amazing experience that must have been for them. As they sang their way up to the temple, they were recommitting themselves to their faith. Yes, God wanted to share his joy with them, but he could only do so as they followed in his ways. Thousands of years later, the same is true for us today. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the joy that you've given us. Help us to live joyfully today, whatever we have to face. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which of course you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Have a great day.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save